Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour, I should say. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Kathy Perry is our guest. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. She is, put .com on the end of that, by the way, of her name. Put a .com on the end of her name, and you'll find all the things that she does to help people with their social media strategies, including me. She helps us as well. Kathy, thanks again for being here. We talked about content is still king.
Yeah.
And we talked a little bit about how to find content to engage in your audience. Is there anything else you want to say about that?
Well, I just think that having a content strategy is very critical to your business.
And you need help with that, though, right? I mean, most of us just, folks, we just don't, if you're already a small business owner, you probably just don't, you're not going to wake up one morning and become a content curator, a content expert. You need somebody who thinks that way, who doesn't have to, who's not worried about making your payroll as you are. What do you think, Kathy?
Absolutely. I think it's very important because you can come in, somebody can come in with a whole different perspective and give you some guidance. And then there's scheduling tools to make it easier so that you can manage the content distribution better, too.
Here's what you'll say. I never would have thought that was a piece of content.
That's right.
And it'll be the thing that the customers will respond to the most. And you never would have thought it.
Exactly. And, you know, when you're answering their questions with your information, you become a thought leader and an expert in your field.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can use content that way, it's really huge. It's really huge.
So talk to us about how to make it worth the investment. And a lot of people might say, well, investment, social media is free, but it's really not, is it?
Well, you know, social media is a key driver of traffic to your website. It's very important tools to use to be able to get traffic over to your website. And you're going to be able to influence your buying behavior. Customers are on social media, and they want to communicate with you. It's such a great way to have a dialogue with them and be able to be real to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are tired of being sold to. They really want to be engaged. They want to know, why should I do business with you? And it also is a great way to measure your return on investment. And I think that's, you know, huge for businesses. You can actually do the analytics and find out where is that traffic coming from and, you know, what's really happening. Are the phones ringing? Things like that. Being able to know that what you're doing is making a difference.
Well, and I'll tell you something else. I'll tell you something else, folks. This is so important. If you're not getting the sales that you think you should be, even though you're doing the things that you used to do when you got sales, it's probably because your declining sales is because you're not hanging out where customers are hanging out as much as they used to. And you're hanging out where they used to be and not where they are.
And they're not there anymore.
That's right. Yeah. You know, Spencer Johnson wrote a book about this, Who Moved My Cheese? I wrote a book about this, The Age of the Customer. Those two books are explain why your customers aren't there. Kathy, I've got a person in my life who's been in a certain business for a long time, but he's an Age of the Seller guy. And he's still trying to find customers the old way, right? He's not being successful.
Yep.
And I asked him one time. How many people in your marketplace do you think you know that would know your name and would be able to attribute it to what you do? He said 10,000. I said, how many of those people do you think are on social media? He said 95%. I said, exactly. Are you there hanging out with him? No.
Yep.
Yeah. I said, there's your answer.
But the competitors aren't.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I just had that happen a few weeks ago. I picked up a new client where they have been doing the same thing for over 20 years, and newspaper was driving their business. Well, you know, newspaper advertising is pretty much going by the wayside.
Right.
And not as many people are reading newspapers anymore.
Well, and the thing, but there's some more research, though, that's very interesting. I know you've heard this, Kathy. This is fascinating, I think, and it's actually kind of scary in some ways. And that is that people are 60 to 70% more likely to believe what other people tell them about a business or a product or a salesperson, let's say, on social media than what they read or hear about from the company about that.
Exactly.
A marketing message. 60 to 70% more likely to believe it.
Yep. And here's a little statistic from a Harrison Active poll, and it said 68% of 18 to 34-year-old social media users surveyed were at least somewhat likely to make a purchase after seeing a friend's post.
Yeah.
So the friends are influencing.
Look at my new car. Bill Johnson, the salesman, did a great job of helping me.
Yeah.
Bill Johnson should go kiss that person right on the forehead for saying that and put it up posting it, right? That was huge.
Yeah. And, I mean, and obviously the same thing in negative reviews can be showing up too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's so important to
I love my new car, but Bill Johnson was horrible. He didn't do a good job.
So, I mean, it's where they're talking.
That's exactly right. It's where people are engaged these days. And whether you like it or not, folks, it's not a matter of whether you like it or not. You don't get to make that decision. You've got to learn to like it and use it. Tintail, right back with Kathy Perry. I'm Jim Blassingay. Stay with us. 10,000 times all you gotta do
is remember my Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.